So, Sal?
Hey, Sal, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing good. How was your day? How did it end up going?
It's still going, but I'm almost home here. I'm getting home here in about 15 minutes. I'm driving home. I had to go on an appointment. It's a long day. Summer times are busy, you know. So,
yeah. I know that. I've had to connect 212 calls today between leads and then actual follow-ups on new customers. And so I hear you. It's been long. I can't believe I'm that far into it. It's almost over. Yeah. But, I know we had two good conversations, about listing Big Sal's Gutters and More, on the first page of Google and getting your Google guaranteed. And, I know you were more adamant about, looking everything over, make sure you're dealing with the right people. So I tried to send over, some information, and I was thinking maybe third time's the charm. Maybe you had a chance to kind of peek at those things and we can, get the show on the road.
Well, honestly, I didn't because I've been going all day, mm-hmm. But I'll be home here soon and I can take a look at it. So now that I have, I'm less distracted.
Right.
Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what are you selling to me? Like, in other words, I can get on. Are you telling me you guarantee that I'll be the first within the top five?
Yeah, the Google guarantee guys show up at the very top of the screen. They're always the first ones to show.
They are.
Yeah. They're the very first guys.
And you can guarantee that.
Correct. It's the only time I can. I've been working here since 2013, and before we could never say the word guarantee. Google now has a product called Google Guarantee where we can actually guarantee the business owner not only that they're going to be on the first page and they're going to be found, but that these leads are going to be qualified, handed off to you live, and we're not going to charge you for them unless you're accepting them,
Yeah.
It's Google's qualified lead program. But I mentioned to you earlier, I actually wanted to put you on a VIP package just so that we could cover all your bases. I didn't want you to be limited by Google Guarantee. So VIP is still Google Ads. Have you ever seen the guys that say sponsored at the top of the screen? It has a little...
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be one of those, Sal. So they'll see Big Sal's Gutters and More. Anytime they look up one of your services, we'll list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. And then with this program, I'll also be able to cover you for, you're asking, almost 100-mile radius, right?
Is that what it says now? 100-mile radius?
Well, that's the maximum for Google Guarantee or Google Ads. So that's as far as you could go. If you wanted to cover more ground than that, then we would have to do something bigger. I mean, I would have to remove some of the discounts that I applied.
No, I don't want to travel more than that, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not,
it's customizable to you, Sal. So it's, if you tell me, hey, I'm not going to that area, we can geo-target it and cut it out so those people aren't seeing your sponsored ad pop up. So that way you're not getting calls from that area, Then they have to be within the areas that you tell us you want to be found in, and they have to look up or type in one of the services that you're saying you want to be found for. So that way we know the calls that you're getting from it, they're within those areas. It's actually a qualified lead. It's not somebody wasting your time.
And, what's the price? Is there a price guarantee? Like, is this something that Are you going to tell me next month, hey, Sal, we're raising it to 600 or 700? How does that work?
No. So I made you a deal on a VIP package. It's normally $1,098 per month. I dropped the monthly price down to $499, and then I locked you in at that rate indefinitely. There's usually a one-time setup fee of $299. I waived that for you as well. So you don't have to pay that. You're just paying the $499 month to month. And that's going to cover everything in the VIP package. And then you're locked in. So we send that to you in writing. That's also going to be inside your tracking system and sent to you via email as well. So you'll always be able to reference that agreement that you're locked in at that deal month to month for as long as you choose to stay with us.
Okay. And if I don't want to stay with you like anymore, like let's say it's not working out, I don't feel it's a good fit for me, then what?
Well, first I want to assure you that it is going to work out. It's Google. I mean, Google, everybody uses Google, but I get where you're coming from. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties or anything like that. Google wants you guys to be coming back on your own. And that lets them know that we're doing a good job as their partner, because a smart business owner is not going to keep paying us every month unless they're seeing good numbers, good return on investment.
And then also you believe that you would be able to take care of that one guy that's harassing me with the impersonation?
Yeah, the name, address, phone number, and website cleanup will take care of that. It'll end up clearing any discrepancies, any false representations from your business, any listings that have outdated or incorrect information, meaning his phone number, things like that. Once you're verified with Google, we'll be able to comb the web and actually remove those things and clear those discrepancies for you. So that'll resolve that issue just organically by having our services.
And then Google will Google make him remove it, or will it be automatically taken down by Google?
Yeah, it'll be removed or suspended to where it's not viewable to people, and then your actual Google business profile for your company is what's going to be verified and submitted anytime somebody looks up that business name, address, phone number, or website.
What's the time frame?
Mm-hmm.
What's the time frame on that? Like when would that, how long would that process take?
For getting his stuff removed?
Yes. I mean, it's important to me because I'm tired.
I hear
of,
you.
I'm tired of freaking.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm going to have to place probably 3 to 4 different calls, to get that done. And then usually what happens with the Google headquarters is I'll place the first one and they're going to set up an appointment for me to meet with a specialist. And then I got to basically appear on your behalf and explain the situation to them. So it's going to take probably 2 to 3 weeks, but that's not how long it's going to take for you to be on the first page of Google in the ad section, getting phone calls and getting up and running. But as far as his stuff getting expunged, just because they want to make sure that it is what we're telling them it is, you know, they don't want to just delete it if it's like actually a guy doing business. Not saying that you're doing that, right? But let's say, you know, somebody signed up with us and they said, hey, this guy Sal, he's pretending to be me, and I need you to take down his listings because, you know, it's not the case. We're still going to have to verify it and investigate it. And if what you're saying is true, then they'll go ahead and remove it, especially once we already have you up and running. But they are going to investigate it. It's not just going to be like a flip of the switch, turn it off. That's just the process for anybody that's trying to expunge it. But when your business is verified, that's going to kind of obviously help the case a lot, versus if you were telling them now and you're not even verified as a business, and then that is verified as a business and he's gone through those things on Google to get those listings up and running. You get what I'm saying? If you actually have a profile and Google's going, oh, this is a real business that's actually running ads, we verified them, and this guy's posing as him, and they'll be able to also look at those recordings when they investigate it. So we'll be able to see him actually catch them in the act of answering these phone calls where people are calling your company name, and then all of a sudden he's answering under a different name, or sending it off, as you were mentioning to people, or mentioning earlier. So it will be investigated. It's not a flip of the switch thing. Usually, though, I've been through this process before. It's usually about 3 to 4 calls with Google, and then it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get all of it cleared, rinsed away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending him a cease and desist letter.
Very nice.
Too. He's probably going to laugh at, he's just a dick. So,
well, yeah, I mean, that's usually the case. But, when you're nipping it at the root, I mean, I think this would be more effective than a cease and desist in that regard. I mean, people disregard those all the time. But if the actual listing is down and Google suspended it due to inaccurate information or fraudulent information, the only thing he could do is try to prove that he is you, but we already have an account with you that's verified that you are who you say you are, and you are located where you say you're located with the PIN verification and everything. So he'll be dead in the water.
So the information that you would need for me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The information that you, from me, mm-hmm. would just be my EIN number and what personal information. I mean, obviously you see how I am. You're talking with me, right? So you're reading me. And
I know.
I don't want you popping. Oh, I need your firstborn, and I need to know this and this and this. How come you didn't tell me that, right?
Yeah. So with VIP, it's a lot different than Google guaranteed leads. So with you being on a VIP package, I just need basic information. You've already told me that you have the proper insurance that's required. They're pretty lenient on the license requirements. They want to make sure you have no felonies in the last 7 years, which I'd take your word for it. I don't think that's an issue at all. If you submit an EIN, they'll be able to look that up. So the EIN would be voluntary, though. You really don't have to submit it. It would be voluntary on your end. What they really want is just first name, last name, your email address, the business phone number that's going to be listed up there, and then they want your street address. They're going to send a postcard to you in the mail just to verify that you're actually are where you say you are. So when you receive that, there's going to be a little 5-digit number on the back, and that's going to verify the address for the company. And then we'll have the Big Sal's Gutter and More.com attached.
Mm-hmm. They already have my Google. Remember, I already went through this process with this current advertising company. They already have all my shit.
Mm-hmm.
They got my EIN number, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I not verified? That's what I don't understand. And I don't.
Well, why? It's this other company, right? This guy. If you have issues, or they call them discrepancies, with your name, address, phone number, or website, they don't know if the information that they're giving people is real. So they're not going to verify your listing until we clear those discrepancies. So we have to clear those discrepancies. There's no way around it. Even if you try to do it yourself or had another third party try to do it, we got to clear those discrepancies, right? And so we'll be able to do that. That's going to be the first thing that we're working on here with your account in order to get everything up and running. But in the meantime, your Google Ads will be up and running regardless of if your Google Business profile is verified or not. And that's something where you could reel in some jobs from that while we're resolving your local listing. So that way, while those jobs are being completed, we resolve all these issues, and then maybe we have some reviews to start putting on there once it's actually active and viewable. But right now, you could look up Big Sal's Gutters and More LLC. Your Google Business profile won't show up. There's no reviews, no anything from what you've submitted. So we got to go down this path. There's definitely work that needs to be done as far as.
But I have a few reviews on my Google profile already.
Yeah, but it's suspended, so I can't see anything. I'm speaking just hypothetically. I don't know what's on there because, like I said, I look up your business name down to the LLC and there's nothing. It's Home Advisor and Angie's that pop up, and there's a Facebook page out there, you know, there's a website, but there's not an actual Google business profile being shown because it's suspended. It's not verified.
Why would you say that? Because I just was on it yesterday. Big Sal's got it.
Yeah, you can access it if you have access to it. Like, you have the login credentials, but it's not going to be displayed to people unless they know that the information is verified, right? It has to be verified information that they'd be giving to a potential consumer of your company. Does that make sense?
Not quite. I mean, so if you went Big Sal's Gutters and More, so like if my neighbor here across the street just typed in Google, went to Google or Google Maps, right?
Yep.
Which also works, right?
Yeah.
And typed in Big Sal's Gutters and More, I pop right up. I'm like,
I had to take the LLC off. I found it here. You got 4 Google reviews, 5-star, but not verified still. Yeah. But it does show now. I did see that. I was putting LLC in there.
No, I mean, no one really does that. No one puts an LLC or Incorp. They don't do that crap.
Yeah.
It's just,
well,
you know, 'cause it's,
nobody's typing in Big Sal's Gutters and More, period. They're just looking up gutter company, you know? That's why you want the service, is because you want to make sure when people are looking up your services, they're finding you. People who are typing in your business name already know about you. They don't need to be advertised your company.
So how long are you in the office for? Another 20 minutes?
Yeah, 12 actually. I actually have a golf lesson this afternoon I got to go to.
Okay, so if I wanted to pull the trigger on this, what has to happen?
Well, I have most of the information already, right? It's just literally creating the account, and then the first month's payment is $4.99. $300 of that's going to go directly into your Google Ads campaign. Actually, $4.50. And then the rest of it.
How do you create an account? How is that? And can you do that in 12 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah, I could do it right now. I could do it so quick. I was just waiting for you to tell me yes. So here. What's your full first name, Sal?
Salvatore.
Okay, like it sounds, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E?
Correct.
All right, what's your last name?
Casuccio, C-A-S, as in Sierra, mm-hmm. U, C-C, as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
I-O. Oh.
That
Oscar.
Is the most Italian name.
Right.
I love it, yeah. My lady's last name, Scopoletti. I called her Spaghetti for the first 5 years I knew her.
Can you hold on 1 second? I just walked in the door.
Yeah, that's fine.
John.
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, so can I still look at this? I mean, can we do this in the morning? Are you working tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm here every day. But again, you know, what's going to change between tonight and tomorrow morning?
Well, I mean, what's going to change? I still want to look at it. I still want to think about it, right? But as far as doing it, what time do you get in the office tomorrow? Same thing, 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, that would be 10 Florida time because we're in California.
Right. And is that what time you start?
Yeah, I'm 7 to 4 every day.
Do you have an appointment first thing in the morning tomorrow or...
I don't know, but I would like to grab a coffee.
No, that's fine. Okay. Call me first thing in the morning. I'm available at 10. I'll be driving back from West Palm, and I'll be available. I just want to run this by my wife, and I just want to, you know,
oh, okay.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I didn't understand that part. I was like, what is the change? Because I felt like we were creating it and ready to go, and then it was like, hey, can you call me tomorrow? But I get that now.
So okay. Can you call me first thing in the morning?
Yeah, and yeah. I put you on my calendar for tomorrow. I got it at 7:30. So it'd be like 10:30. And well, I'll probably call you before then. I just want to grab the coffee from the machine. I'm usually pretty groggy. I got two little boys too, so you know I have some crazy nights. And then just as long as I get my coffee, I should be fine.
Yeah, sounds. Yeah, I mean I'm the same way. Okay. So call me first thing in the morning. Let me just, like I said, you know, it still stands. I want to just kind of just think about. I just want to think about it. I just want to have clear thoughts. You know, I think you.
What information? I mean, I've been doing this a long time, right? And usually when a guy tells me like, hey, I want to think about it, it's like, I need more information, you know?
Listen to me. That's not how it works for me. I'm a salesman, right? You know,
yeah.
I already know these things, all right? What you're telling me, and I already know that I know all the same closes and stuff. If
yeah.
I want to do something.
What kind of information do you need though, in order to be ready to pull the trigger in the morning?
Okay, so you said that, so what kind of information would you, I guess, need from me to set up the account? The same thing? Name,
yeah,
address?
Well, I was doing that, so I just need your email and then the street address for us to send your Google verification letter in the mail, because even if I sent it today, it's got to go California to Florida. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days for you to get that letter in the mail. So there's a big difference if we do it today versus do it tomorrow. You know, it's like, another day we're waiting while this guy's collecting your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And you can get that, and you're saying you definitely can get that off. You can.
100%. Yeah, we got to verify your business profile, though, the one that we have here. So that's what this is going to do. I'm going to send the Google verification letter to you in the mail. And then even if you want to go through a video verification, we could do it that way too, possibly to fast track it. So I'm going to apply for both. We're going to go the standard method first. So they'll send you the letter in the mail. And if tomorrow they tell me, hey, let's actually just do the video verification so we can fast track it and solve this issue for them, then might even end up getting things done even quicker, you know? We just jump on the phone with you and have you verify who you are and that your big Sal's Gutters and More and that those listings aren't accurate. It's a lot easier if we could do it with them on the phone. So, you know, there's communication I got to have with my reps at the Google headquarters. I'll also have to go over there. It's right across the street from us and kind of clear the air on this, you know. It's almost like a case that I would have to work here to get this all finalized and moving. That's why I'm saying putting it off. Not necessarily gonna get it going any faster. I know it's just one day, but
yeah, you see, I just got home talking with my wife. He mm-hmm. is. They are this Splash, local Splash, is a Google verified
premier partner,
and mm-hmm. he goes in there and he does.
It's
so.
As close as you can get to working with Google directly, Sal. Like, they have us here because most people, you can't just call Google directly. You know, we're the ones that are doing quality control, making sure that the advertisements are working for the business owners and that they're actually seeing success with it. If they're having trouble with their listings like you're having, we would be the company that would go and actually clear that up. They don't do that at the Google headquarters. They have their partners do that. So we're specifically here for the marketing portion of Google.
Okay, yeah. No, my wife is asking, where do we go to verify that? And so I did a Google search.
Yeah, if you just look it up, you can just type into Google, is Local Splash a Google partner?
It is confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. It'll tell you right there, yes, Local
Splash.
So,
what do you want to do? You want to...
You said you had a golf lesson. I mean, you want to
let's do it now. It's only going to take me a couple minutes. I just want to make sure you're comfortable before I go asking you for a card or anything, you know?
All right. Well, listen, my wife, she wants to wait until the morning. Can we do this first thing in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's fine. It's just putting it off another day. That's all it is. My golf lesson's in an hour and 4 minutes, and I'm out of here in 4 minutes. So, I mean, it doesn't change anything for me, Sal. It's for you guys and what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do it, you know. Hold on. Yeah.
If you want to do it, let's do it. I mean, I just got to get your email address and then the street address. You want me to send the Google verification letter?
Can we do it first thing in the morning? Would you call me first thing in the morning? I'll be 10 o'clock my time. Can we do it
for the email address and the address? Or are you talking about payment?
To move forward.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll get all that information from you in the morning then. That's fine. I already put you on my calendar for 10:30 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Like I said, just let me grab a coffee and then I'll give you a call.
Right. I gotta just calm her down and remember everything is sales.
Yeah. It's super easy to do. I mean, I don't know how computer savvy you guys are, but if you just go on the internet and just look up, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? That way, you know, you're actually talking to a Google partner, right? And then it'll also have like our 877 number there. It's the same one I texted you earlier with my extension.
Right.
So,
right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be able to verify you're talking to the right people. And I'm sure if she knows that you're not just throwing money or getting scammed, because that's what our women worry about, right? And then she'll be okay with it.
Not just women. I worry about it too. Because
yeah, me too. But I'm just saying, that'd be our wife's concern.
Right, right. So
yeah.
Call me in the morning. Let me just talk it over with her. Call me in the morning. I also still want to, just kind of, I'm there, but I just want to think about it a little bit more, and then call me in the morning, and we'll talk. Okay.
Okay. Just when you're thinking about it, just know that's something you're gonna have to do at some point, right? Whether it's with me tomorrow or some point in the future, the only way to solve these problems is to cross that bridge. So.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
All right.
Sal.
So just call me in the morning. You got the appointment.
You got it, bud. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 10:30.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.